A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. It is difficult to say just a few words in honor of St. Catherine of Siena today. Like her spiritual father, St. Dominic, she was a great saint of mercy, which would be appropriate to mention during this year of mercy. But the subject is too vast, so I will speak of today's gospel passage from John. Actually, one could also write an entire book on Catherine's theology from these few verses. So again, I must pare down my thoughts to just a few verses. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I no longer call you slaves. I have called you friends. Paul shockingly reminds us that Jesus laid down his life for us, not when we were friends, but when we were still enemies, at enmity with God. Yet God never stopped loving us. It was we who turned away from him. Yet the great wonder of the redemption is that not only did Christ save us from our sins, but he enabled us to become his friends. And even more, his bride and his body. You are my friends. Catherine of Siena has a magnificent image in her book, The Dialogue, of Jesus as a bridge uniting heaven and earth. In fact, one of her famous sayings is, "All the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus is the way." Jesus is the bridge uniting heaven and earth, divinity and humanity in his own body, and therefore also in the church. The bridge of salvation spans the torrential river of a sinful world. And to become a friend of God, Catherine says, we must extricate ourselves from the filthy river and climb up onto the bridge. On this bridge, there are three steps or stairs that will bring us to union with God if we persevere through the storms and trials of life. These steps are the reference points of Christ's body, his feet, his open side, and his mouth. And these in turn correspond to our relationship to God as slave or servant, friend and child or spouse. This is simply Catherine's way of imagining what has been called for almost 2,000 years, or over 2,000 years, the three stages of the spiritual life. After the repentance and renunciation of sin demanded at the feet of Christ crucified, we progress toward his open and pierced side through our mortification and striving for virtue. This pierced and open side is the doorway or the entrance into his heart, into the depths of Christ's own interior life. Within his heart, we can identify more and more with Christ's desires, thoughts, and emotions. We become one as friends are one. Quote, one soul in two bodies, end of quote, as St. Gregory of Nazianzen described his friendship with Basil the Great. How does Catholic Catherine describe a friend of Jesus? Well, we begin to love God as our only good. We love what he loves and hate what he hates. Nothing is too insignificant to offer him or to do for his glory and the salvation of souls. Within the heart of Jesus, a friend of God begins to have a personal relationship with each person of the Trinity and is devoted to unceasing prayer. Jesus' friends have a love that overflows to their neighbors and is revealed in the works for the good of others and the spreading of the gospel. Most important of all, Catherine tells us that as we become more and more Jesus' intimate friend, he reveals to us the secrets of his heart, the plans of his love, wisdom and understanding, and to the mysteries of his existence. Thus, Catherine of Siena reveals herself as a precursor of the devotion to the Sacred Heart. As this year of mercy continues, let us ask Catherine of Siena to intercede for us that we may become these intimate friends of Jesus, especially by transforming our hearts into his infinitely merciful heart for all people.